And now, just for you, YK World!
Hello, welcome to YK World, a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and I thank you so much for being here. It has been a little minute since the last time I posted an episode, but one of the primary tenets of this show that I set out to embrace when I started it was don't have a set schedule. Do not be beholden to publishing at regular intervals. Just post when you can. And you know what? I think I'm doing a pretty good job of sporadically posting. That said, when someone texts you and says, hey, when's the next episode of YK World? You kind of need to get one out there. So, John Paul Bullock, I gotcha. This is it. We are posting the episode. This is another one of my Quibi episodes, a quick bite, if you will. And I stand by the fact that Quibi, the streaming video service, was simply ahead of its time. And maybe also run by egomaniacs that were out of touch. But technology-wise, a little overwrought, but also ahead of its time. Anyway, one of the reasons it's taken me so long to get this episode out is because I did record a proper long-form episode, not a Quibi, a proper, what's a long one? A long bite. I did record a proper episode with founder of the service Ampwall. I talked with Chris Griggs for about an hour. If you're not familiar with Ampwall, it's a, quote, Bandcamp alternative. It's a place to sell your music online, but it's actually a whole lot more than that. I don't want to bury the lead because that episode, which has been recorded but has not been edited for cleaning up purposes, is still waiting in the wings. So I will get to that soon. But it kind of takes a while to edit an episode. If you've got some tips and tricks for cleaning up the audio of an episode, and I don't mean like room hiss and stuff. I mean like making us not and ah throughout a conversation. Let me know because I'd love to hear it. Anyway, there is a proper long form episode coming up. It's great. If you're not familiar with Ampwall, go ahead and get familiar with Ampwall. It will make the episode even better. So, this episode, we're just going to do a bunch of quick bites. I'm going to go through a couple line items that I want you to know about. I am going to keep it brief. Item number one that I want you to know about is Matt and the Watt Gives have officially released their debut album. If you're unfamiliar, Matt and the Watt Gives is the new project from Matt Pelham, previously of The Features. Now, I already have the pleasure of working with The Features as a band. They've let me reissue several of their other albums, the Mahaffey Sessions 1999 and Some Kind of Salvation. I also have worked with Rollem Haas with his project The Robe extensively, and I'm so flattered and honored to work with all of them with their projects. And then Matt Pelham asked if I would be interested in releasing Matt and the Watt Gives and their debut album, which is really just him as a pseudonym, but we're treating it, referring to it as a project name. So Matt and the Watt Gives is the project. It's just a little more interesting and catchy than saying Matt Pelham. Anyway, it's a fantastic album. If you were familiar with The Features, obviously Matt Pelham's voice is very distinctive, and there's a lot of instant recognition when you listen to the record because it's his voice. But the soundscape and the musical palette is quite a bit different. It's still rock and roll and still kind of, you know, if there was a Venn diagram, there'd be some heavy overlap, but it's different and unique on its own. I hope in a longer episode, I can sit down with Matt and talk to him about what that whole process was like. But for now, I'm just going to tell you, look in the show notes, click through and get that album. It's on Ampwall, it's on Bandcamp, it's streaming everywhere. It's fantastic. If you're in the Nashville area, there should be an interview going up with WNXP between Jude Mason and Matt Pelham. I think that comes out on Friday the 27th. But more importantly, what I want you to know about is Saturday, June 28th, if you're here in Nashville, there's going to be a record release show. So Matt and the Watt Gives will be playing with The Robe and the Arcade Aquarium over at Olive and Sinclair. Now, for those that are unfamiliar, Olive and Sinclair is a Chocolatier. That's it. That is a place where they make bars of chocolate and other treats. It is a very strange place to have a record release show. It is an atypical venue. In fact, they're having to bring in a PA and a mixer, and I don't think there's a stage at all. Everyone's just going to be on the same level. Really interesting and unique space. Great way to like have something memorable happening in this space. In fact, you should probably wear a hat or a hairnet to this thing because it is a place where they make food. I don't think you have to, but if you've got a hat, go ahead and wear the hat. Anyway, Saturday, June 28th, Olive and Sinclair. This is an incredible event coming up. I know that this Quibi will be less relevant in the future. If you're listening to this literally a week from now, you will have missed it. But Saturday, June 28th, Olive and Sinclair, see Matt and the Watt Gibbs, see the Robe, the Arcade Aquarium, get some chocolate from Olive and Sinclair, get some beer from Calf Killer Beer, which is a brewery that was started in part by Don Sergio, who used to be in the first incarnation of the Features. Incredible. Like, just the swirl here. And if that weren't enough, you can also get a tattoo from Edith Pelham, who did all of the artwork for all of the Matt and the Watt Gibbs singles and for the LP. I mean, unbelievable. Also unbelievable, I finally got the LPs in. I have shipped them all out. So if you ordered it and you're hearing this and you're wondering where it is, you should have it already. But if you want one, go to ykrecords.com, go to mattandthewattgibbs.com and pick yours up. All right, so let's just take a quick break between bites here, and you're going to hear some Matt and the Watt Gibbs and the Robe together because they will be playing at the show. So let's just dive into that. Here's a quick little two-song set for you from Matt and the Watt Gibbs and the Robe.
I've got wheels in my mind, turning on time. Like libraries, I got fantasies. I've got schemes, and it seems they're heading downstream. That's where I declare I can't let you go. I've tried for so long. And I do declare I can't let you go. Well, I've tried for so long, but for so long. We'll be right back.
If you like both of those things, go to ykrecords.com, check it out. Next item that I want to tell you about is Tower Defense is playing their first show of 2025. When are they playing it? Well, June 28th, the same night as the Matt and the Wad Gives show. It's a little unfortunate that they're playing at the same time because it means that I personally cannot see both shows, but it means that slowly but surely, YK Records is taking over every venue in the city. Honestly, that's not true, but it is planting a seed, a dream to dream that one day all venues in town would have YK Records artists book there playing simultaneously. Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, this is the first show of 2025 for Tower Defense. I asked them who was opening for them, and they said, nope, no opener. We're just playing the entire early show. So 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., nothing but Tower Defense, trying out a bunch of new songs, playing a bunch of their back catalog. If you like Tower Defense, this will actually be a very great show to see. I love Tower Defense. I'm sad that I cannot be there. I have heard the demos that they've been working on this year. I can't wait to hear the final versions and to get them out to you. We have lots of big plans. This stew has been in the works for a while. It's going to be really great. They're doing some of their best work yet, absolutely. But go see them June 28th at the Five Spot. And we here on YK World, the podcast, will use this as an opportunity to let you hear some Tower Defense. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs from them. Here it is right for you now. And then we'll jump into another quick bite.
Oh,
right, quick bite number three that I want to tell you about. Chris Crofton has released the official video for the track Vitamin D. Directed by Joshua Shoemaker, it is a mysterious and moody and contemplative undertaking. It's great. It's a very simple video, but really effective and really captivating. I definitely suggest that you check out the show notes and go watch the whole thing in full, head on, full screen, full attention. Put it on your TV. Just give it everything you got. It's a great video. It's a great song. I really want to tell you about the album that is connected to that song, but we have not released those details yet. So all this to say, if you want to know about the Chris Crofton album that is coming this summer, that is actually literally sitting behind me, I've already received the vinyl. It looks fantastic. Go sign the mailing list either at ykrecords.com or at chriscrofton.com, and you will be notified about it as soon as it comes out. That's a small little parlay into the effectiveness of email marketing, but I'm not going to go down that road. Just go sign the mailing list at one of those two places so that you don't miss out. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you're also going to find out about it, but wouldn't you rather just read an email than hear me talk? Anyway, I am going to play Chris Crofton's latest single, Vitamin D, for you right now. We played it previously, but you need to hear it again. So I'm going to play that right now, and then I'm going to give you two tiny quick bites, tiny, tiny quick bites right after that.
Sun shines bright, then it fades. Marks off the days, just marks off the days. And sunshine shines, then it's shone, and I'm left here alone. Yeah, I'm still here on my own. And vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. Yeah, vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. The sunshine can't penetrate my brain. It's just a picture in a frame. It's just a picture in a frame. And sunshine won't take away the pain. Just decorates the rain, just decorates the rain. And vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. Yeah, vitamin D, sometimes I curse the sky, I curse the ground, I curse whatever it is that put me here to kick me around. I curse my dreams, I curse desire, I curse whatever it is that put me here to walk on a wire. And vitamin D, does nothing for me. Yeah, vitamin D, oh, vitamin D does nothing for me. Sunshine won't take away the pain, just decorates the rain, just decorates the rain.
So here we are at the end of the show. Two more really quick things that I want to tell you about. One, I got to be the co-host of a radio show called Whistle In that is created and hosted by Cody Newman, a.k.a. New Man. That episode will be linked in the show notes. We played a ton of new YK record stuff. We played a bunch of music that we both enjoy and a bunch of music that he enjoys and is exposing me to. It's a great way to discover new music. Just off the top of my dome, speaking of John Paul Bullock and speaking of music discovery, he also posts a monthly playlist of new stuff I will link the most recent one in the show notes. Now, depending on when you hear this episode, the most recent one would be May 2025. I'll try and update the show notes with June, but I will not update it forever. If you don't know John Paul Bullock, he makes a hell of a playlist. But so does Cody Newman with his show Whistle In on WXNA. I got to be co-host of it. We played a bunch of great stuff. A bunch of YK artists have been guests on his show previously, have also put together. It's great. So it's just a radio show. It's literally a radio show. Go listen to it. And lastly, what I want to tell you about is another podcast that's called Center Stage. I don't remember how I stumbled across this, but they have interviewed a ton of people that I really enjoy, particularly those from the SpongeBath Records era. There's an episode with Matt Mahaffey that's great. There's an episode with Bingham Barnes, Seth Timms, Jason Moore, loads of other people. They are really fantastic insights into all of those people's creative processes and their history. I will link that in the show notes. Just comb through their archives. They are deep and they are quite entertaining. One of the more recent episodes is with Dave Paulson of YK Records, who's also in The Privates. So I thought, you know what? If you haven't heard the Dave Paulson episode of Center Stage, now is a great opportunity for you to head over there and give it a listen. And also a good opportunity to remind you that Dave Paulson made an album about the movie Tommy Boy. It's called Sandusky, Ohio, and maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you didn't know that Dave Paulson sat down to write an album that wasn't about himself, and he needed a topic, so he chose the movie Tommy Boy, and he wrote a very serious, delightfully pop, catchy album about the movie Tommy Boy. It is released on YK Records. It is a fantastic piece of work. I will link it in the show notes. If you're unfamiliar with it, you should get familiar with it. This year is the 30th anniversary of the movie Tommy Boy. So maybe there'll be something happening with Sandusky, Ohio. I don't know. I sure hope so. And I will leave you with a track from Dave Paulson's Sandusky, Ohio album. Thank you so much for listening. What do we think of this format? Kind of throwing out a quick bite and playing some music and then coming back for another quick bite. Looking at the runtime, not that quick of a bite overall. Like, compared to the average length of a podcast episode, kind of normal. I think I maybe need to retcon this being a quick bite because it is not that quick. Anyway, if you like the format, if you don't like the format, get at me, michael@ykworld.show or michael@ykrecords.com or uni@gmail.com or I have a bazillion emails. Anyway, if you like the format, get in touch with me. Let me know. If you don't like the format, let me know. Either way, I would love some feedback. The theme music and the music beds for the show were done by the one and only Mac Burris. Thank you so much, Mac. I'm going to leave us here with the Dave Paulson song from Sandusky, Ohio. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk at you soon.
Bye.
You and me driving away from Sandusky. We'll trace the dotted line, crossing our hearts and hope you'll sign. Turn.